The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Kala Machal Shem Shemaim Beseser, Nefrar Memenu Bagalu. Whoever profanes the name of Hashem in private will be punished in the open. If this is true in the negative, then Mida Toiva Maruba. How much more so in the positive? If someone performs an extraordinary act in private, Hashem will ensure that their righteous act is revealed to the world. Last year, I shared this amazing story. It was Sunday, February 11, 2024, a day known globally as Super Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday is the pinnacle of the sports calendar, the most exciting, the most thrilling day for football fans around the world. All year long, fans count down to this moment, eagerly awaiting the intense competition and the crowning of a new champion. Super Bowl Sunday is a day when hundreds of millions of fans around the world pause to witness history in the making. A day where legends are born and dreams are realized. So let me share with you a personal story. My son-in-law is an avid NFL fan, but he said, "I decided that this year, post-October 7th, I will not be watching the game. Yidden Netz Israel are suffering. Our brothers and sisters are languishing in dark tunnels. They're starving. They're sleeping on folding chairs. And I'm going to go to a Super Bowl party? It just doesn't feel right." It's 6:30 p.m., it's right before kickoff, and he asks the 13-year-old son, "Would you join me in Beis Medrash?" And he says, "Tati, you mean after the game?" "No, right now. But the game is starting right now." He says, "I know, but this year I made the decision to go learn in Beis Medrash. Are you joining me?" And he says, "Okay, I'll come." They learn for a few hours, they daven Maariv, they come home, he opens up his phone, and he sees breaking news. The IDF has rescued two hostages. As he reads the news, his heart starts to race, as he realizes an amazing coincidence. Something dramatic had happened. He said, "I looked at my watch when we entered the Beis Medrash, and it was 6:49 p.m., that is 1:49 a.m. in Gaza. That was the exact moment the IDF entered the building to free the hostages." In that instant, he suddenly grasped the enormity of his sacrifice. By giving up something pleasurable, Hashem had allowed the hostages to be rescued on the other side of the world. When my son-in-law performed this incredible act of Mesiras Nefesh, he did so in private. He had no intention of it being publicized. But Hashem said, "You sanctified my name in private. You are Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seser. You chose to go to shul to learn Torah instead of attending a Super Bowl party. I will reward you, Bagalu. I will make sure that 100,000 people around the world know about it. I will publicize your incredible act of Mesiras Nefesh so that others can emulate your actions and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim as well." A person sitting in solitary confinement or a hostage trapped in a dark tunnel somewhere in Gaza have no idea who's advocating for them. They are not aware of who's hanging up posters with their names and pictures on it, or who is raising awareness about their plight, or who is speaking on national TV on their behalf, or who is raising money to help them gain their freedom. Only when they are freed will it be revealed to them who fought for them all those years while they were in captivity. Likewise, as we endure galus, we don't see what is happening behind the scenes. We are not privy of what is going on in Shemaim. We don't know what is bringing us closer to our gula, or which extraordinary acts of Mesiras Nefesh are tipping the scales in our favor. But when Mashiach comes, it will all be revealed. Mashiach will stand before us and say, "It is because of you that I'm here today. It is because of your extraordinary acts of Mesiras Nefesh. It's because of your sacrifices under the most extreme conditions that the world has finally been redeemed." And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.